Welcome. I'm not sure this is on. Rich will work on that. Welcome and Merry Christmas to everyone. It's wonderful to see everyone here tonight and hope you enjoyed this wonderful celebration. We worship in the name of God who is present as we wait, who waits with us when we wait, who dreams with us when we dream of peace. We are an open and affirming congregation. Wherever you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. We invite you to bring your whole self, your convictions, your questions, your beliefs, and your doubts. We are also a church that holds reason and science as a foundation for thought, and I invite you to hold all that is unknown, mysterious, and calls us into the future. I invite you to bring your curiosity and wonder tonight. These worlds that sometimes appear as separate worlds, reason and science and all that is mysterious, they may seem different, but we believe God holds them all together. So welcome to this celebration of God coming into the world. And please join me in hymn number 135. We're going to sing verses 1 and 3. Gathering words in your bulletin. Mary, Nazareth girl,
what did you know about the real beings with messages from God?
What did you know of men when you found yourself with child?
What did you know of babies, you barely out of childhood yourself?
God chosen girl,
what did you know of God that brought you to their stable?
Could it be that you had been ready, waiting, listening for the footsteps of an angel?
Could it be there are messages for us if we have the faith to listen?
Let us join together in this gathering prayer. Emmanuel, we listen to the story of prophets and angels, a young woman and carpenter, shepherd and magi, and we too come to Bethlehem for a blessing. We are filled with love because you have taken upon yourself our humanity. We are filled with hope because you have offered us your life and light. We are filled with faith because all that is humble and vulnerable in us and in creation becomes holy this night. Our salvation appears in sweet sacred surprise, and we too respond, glory to God, and on earth, peace. May it be so. Amen.
We light the candles of hope, peace, joy, and love. Tonight, we also light the Christ candle and contemplate what it means to bear Christ's name. Frederick Buechner wrote, "If you tell me Christian commitment is a thing that has happened to you once and for all like some kind of spiritual plastic surgery, I say, you're either pulling the wool over your own eyes or trying to pull it over mine. Every morning you should wake up in your bed and ask yourself, can I believe it all again today? No, better still, don't ask it until after you've read the New York Times, till after you've studied that daily record of the world's brokenness and corruption, which should always stand by side with your Bible. Then ask yourself if you can believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ again for that particular day. We pledge to awaken each day and to consider our calling, how to take up Christ's mantle and to profess our belief that Christ is our center and our Savior. This is the Christ candle.
Today we awaken. Proclaim that Christ is born. Glory to God in the
first reading this evening is from the book of Genesis, chapter 22, verses 15 through 18. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will indeed bless you, and I will make your offspring as numerous as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of their enemies. And by your offspring shall all the nations of the earth gain blessing for themselves, because you have obeyed my voice."
Thank you. is from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2, 6, and 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the trampling warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Our third reading comes from Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 3a, 4a, and 6 through 9. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hands on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the earth, cover the sea.
Thank you. Our fourth reading tonight is from the book of Luke, chapters 1 and verses 26 through 35 and 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her who is said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
Our fifth reading from Matthew 1, 18 through 23. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they had lived together, she found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David,
Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save the people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us.
Our sixth reading today comes from the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 and 3 through 7. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all in the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was the governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Thank you.
This morning we had a taizé service, which was mostly singing, and I didn't think of about it, but really the evening service of lessons and carols is very much like a taizé service, where you just get to engage your whole being in the singing. So I love it, and I hope you're enjoying it. It's a service that was conceived, I think, in World War I to just let the service speak with lessons and carols. It is the essence of our humanity that heartbreak is stitched into everything. And it is the essence of our humanity that we can touch God within us and within others. It is the essence of our humanity to know that things are not always as they appear, that God's message may be borne to us by the most familiar or the most mysterious of God's messengers, whom we call angels. It is the essence of our humanity that our hearts not only break, but they can break open. I offer as a time of meditation some prose from a poet, Matt Licata, who captures this essence of our humanity. He writes, "When your inner world is on fire and you are burning for resolution, it's tempting to conclude that something has gone wrong, that you have failed, that you are flawed, and that you are unworthy of love. The questions are surging, the longing is unbearable, and you are still aching to find relief. You are exhausted, but it is no ordinary exhaustion. It's sacred. It is the end of one world and the beginning of another. Stay close. In these moments, which may always arise in the heart of an open, sensitive human being, slow way down. Touch the earth. Look up into the sky. Listen to the song of the unseen. Dare to consider that things are not always as they appear. Today may not be the day for answers, but to finally let your heart break open to the vastness of the question. You are not a project to be solved, and you are never unhealed. With eyes wide open, see that you could never lose the way. The unfolding of the heart is the work of a lifetime, and there is no urgency on the path of love." Here at Three Crosses, we hold this sacred space, a container, a crucible for life, a place for grieving, for celebration, a place to value God's image in each one of us, a place to dream into our dreams and dream into each other's dreams. The birth of a child, something like 2,023 years ago, plus or minus a few years, if you want to be scholarly about it, was the beginning of, yes, sometimes a broken church, but also an unbroken lineage of care and love. Tonight we continue this celebration and pledge ourselves to drink from this pool of love. A baby was born so that all might live more fully. Tonight, as Jean, our usher, comes around, I want to say this enchanting night, we are grateful for your presence, every one of you. We invite you to support the ministry at Three Crosses in a way that's joyful for you. What we do as a church is to bring hope and support to our family of faith in worship, and we also work to make a difference in Chicago and the greater metro community and the world, bringing good news of great joy to all people.
us pray. Creator God, giver of gifts, amid the tall, tinseled trees, your light breaks through to the world. You have come to us in the flesh, showing us how to love. We are moved to give because you have taught us that giving is the essence of our lives. Bless these gifts that they will bless others. Amen.
Tonight's seventh reading is from chapter 2 of Luke. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger.
The eighth reading is from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people, Israel.'"
Our ninth lesson comes from the book of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through the Word, and without the Word, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in the Word was life. And the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
So for Silent Night, Holy Night, I'm going to take a light and I'll start passing it around so we can hold the candle. Rich, will you do the words up here so that you don't have to balance a hymnal and a candle? It'll be safer that way. And remember that the person with the lighted candle holds it upright, and the person taking the light tips their candle to take the light from them for safety, okay? Let me see if there's anything else I need to say. I don't think so. So we'll wait for, you got that? All right. Okay. Yeah, please stand.
Are we going to make a circle?
Yeah, let's make a circle.
So let's have the lights back. Who's that? Who's in charge of that? Henry is. Okay. And you can blow out your candles for safety. And sadly, Saya hurt her hand. But she's getting help putting it under some water. So, please stand. Just stay standing. And I will send us forth with a benediction. And then we'll close with joy to the world. May God go with you. May the divine walk where you walk, guide where you must make choices, comfort where you hurt, and surprise you as you find yourself embraced and loved for what you are and what you do. May the one who embodied hope, peace, love, and joy be born again tonight in our hearts, in all of our hearts. Amen.
Thank you. for the joy of your
thank you.